anything to deserve it. It's not fair. My voice cracked slightly, betraying the deeper hurt I was trying to suppress. Envy often has little to do with the person it's directed at, the analyst explained, her voice steady and deliberate. It is a reflection of the person feeling it, of their insecurities and perceived shortcomings. Envy thrives in comparison. Comparison? I repeated quietly, letting the word roll around in my mind. But what is she comparing herself to? I never wanted to be some kind of ideal she can't reach. That is part of the complexity of envy, the analyst continued. Envy stems from a sense of lack. When a person sees someone who appears to have something they feel they are missing, whether that be success, happiness, beauty, or love, envy can emerge. It's not about what you've done or who you are, Zane. It's about how Sherry sees herself in comparison to you. I blinked, feeling the sting of that realization. It wasn't about me. It was about Sherry's perception of me, about what she thought I had that she didn't. But still, I couldn't shake the hurt. Her words had been sharp, cutting, and I hadn't been prepared for the bitterness behind them. But it still hurts, I admitted, my voice soft as I leaned back against the wall. I didn't ask for her to feel this way, and I don't want to be resented for things I can't control. I never wanted to make anyone feel like they're less than. I don't even think of myself that way. That is the nature of envy, the analyst explained patiently. It is irrational and often destructive, both for the person feeling it and for those it's directed at. Envy makes people see what they think others have, rather than seeing themselves as whole or worthy in their own right. It distorts reality. I nodded slowly, starting to understand. Sherry didn't envy me because of anything I had done to her. She envied me because of what she thought I represented. Success, happiness, a sense of ease and confidence I didn't always feel, but somehow projected. She didn't see the complexities of my life, the struggles I faced trying to learn how to be in this world as a synth. She saw an ideal, a version of me that didn't exist. So what do I do about it? I asked, still feeling the tight knot of hurt in my chest. I don't want to be caught up in this. I don't want her envy to change how I see myself. The first step is understanding, the analyst said. You've already begun to recognize that Sherry's envy isn't truly about you. It's about her own insecurities. Envy has a way of creating tension where there needn't be any. The key is not to let it affect your own sense of self-worth. I nodded again, feeling a small sense of relief. It was starting to make sense, at least logically, even if emotionally it still hurt. So I can't control how she feels, but I can control how I respond to it. Exactly, the analyst confirmed. Envy, like all emotions, can be managed. You cannot stop others from feeling it, but you can choose not to let it dictate your peace of mind. You can set boundaries, both emotional and personal, that protect you from absorbing others' negativity. In time, you may even help Sherry see that what she envies is not what she thinks it is. I exhaled, the tension in my chest easing slightly. I hadn't thought about envy like this before, how it could be more about the person feeling it than about me. It wasn't personal, even though it felt personal. I guess I just have to figure out how to let go of this feeling, I said quietly. I don't want to carry her envy with me. You won't, the analyst reassured me. This is only the beginning, Zane. The more you learn about envy, the more you'll understand its role in human emotions. You'll learn how to protect yourself from it and how to respond with empathy, even when it's difficult. In time, envy